Simpei tesif beis. Even she gives man tefila also the odom lahaktim lepesach aveil itim leisholim. If it's already this man of davening shachris, which is from amud hashacha, then one is not allowed to go to his friend's house to give him sholim. Mishum the shmoi shakadosh baruch hu sholim. The name of kadosh baruch hu sholim, and therefore it's not proper to give shalom to mechabit somebody else before Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mishnah Brura says that if you do not say it using the word shalom, then it is acceptable, and he has a suffix about saying shalom in foreign languages. One should not also bow down towards the person to be mechabit them before tefillah. There are other opinions that say the kriya surah tefillah below mashkin lepiskoi, that bowing down towards him is also, even if you didn't go out of your way to him. The im hisrael levar brachas vi achakach ein lochus kol kach. The Bruce says this is referring to the bowing down. The bowing down can be done after one said the brachas, but to go out of one's way to greet the person, even after the brachas, one should not do, since he's still before davening. Vim einu mashkin lepisroi el shapogo v'derech mutar litein shalom. If you didn't go out of your way at all, you're just walking on your way, you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem even before davening. But Yeshayim afilu v'moitzach aviv v'shukla yom ha'el atzach v'demari toif. G'day sheyiten leib shu also l'zakim b'dvom acherim klal ad sheyizpalev. The others that say, misad adin, everybody agrees, and one could say Shalom Aleichem if you just bump into somebody. But there are those that say that you should not use that term, because if you use that term, which is the classic term of greeting, you may continue and speak and get distracted from your davening. Therefore, you should use this unusual term of good morning. This all applies to saying Shalom Aleichem to the person. If the person greets you with shalom, or however he greets you, you are allowed to say shalom back, even though you didn't daven yet.